You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Farag.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we explore the classroom of the future with social entrepreneur Sal Khan, whose free online education platform is seen by some as an education revolution.
First, protests have been escalating over an oil pipeline, which is being constructed just a mile from Native American land in North Dakota. Over the last few weeks, members of an unprecedented number of tribes from around the country, more than 200, have gathered to protest the pipeline, along with representatives of environmental organizations. The protests have gotten support from celebrities and Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein, who officials said yesterday is facing misdemeanor charges after spray-painting a bulldozer at a rally protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline.
The issue goes back much further than the last few weeks, though. Construction of the oil pipeline started in May of this year. If completed, it would carry a half a million barrels of crude oil through North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois.
Joining us now to tell us more about the protest and what's at stake is Levi Rickert. He's editor-in-chief of the daily web publication Native News Online and a member of the Potawatomi tribe. Levi, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
So what are some of the biggest concerns that protesters are bringing up related to this pipeline?
Well, the major concern is water is life, and they want to preserve the water of the Missouri River, and the pipeline actually will go into the Missouri River several locations and other waterways throughout North Dakota. And the second major thing would be that where the pipeline is going is on historical, ancestral, sacred land where there are burial grounds. And so they are very upset about that. And And I think the third thing would be really overall just the environment. You know, what does oil do to the environment and that type of thing with fracking, because some of the where it originates, so the oil will be coming down from oil that was processed through the fracking process. So
let's talk about the protests themselves. In the latest, we understand this afternoon, North Dakota Governor Dalrymple just called on the North Dakota National Guard to assist with pipeline security there against the protests. There's been private security involved so far. Can you talk some about the form the protests have taken and the security response?
Well, I think the National Guard was deployed prior to tomorrow's announcement. There's going to be a major court decision that will be rendered tomorrow in the district court, District of Columbia Court in Washington, and the anticipation is, that either side will react in a maybe a negative way. And I know that the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's chairman Archibald has called for calm and peace. He wants whatever decision be made, because there, in all likelihood, will be an appeal filed either side. And so he's really calling for calm. And from my perspective, the National Guard might be a good move in that last Saturday, the private security company unleashed attack dogs on a group of American Indians that were trying to protect land from bulldozing taking place, desecrating burial sites. So maybe the National Guard would give a more of a balanced approach, I'm thinking, hopefully.
Talk a little more about those sacred sites. I understand the sites being bulldozed were ones that were brought up in this court challenge that we're waiting for a result on tomorrow. The bulldozing of those sites didn't wait for tomorrow's ruling. Talk about them a little more, please.
Well, most tribes now have archaeologists on staff, and the archaeologists from way back when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers were waiting for input from the tribes, it basically said, we know where some of the burial grounds are. And for obvious reasons, the tribes just aren't going to necessarily announce where the burial grounds are because of grave robbers and all that. And given that, it came to light that they were pinpointed right through where the construction was taking place, the burial sites. And these are sacred burial sites. And I guess I've been telling people that if I were to take a bulldozer and start bulldozing a cemetery, I would be arrested on the spot, because I would be put on the local media would call me a monster. Well, I guess as a Native person, I question, why is it that, even though they're ancestral remains, why is it that they can bulldoze our graves and not think American Indians wouldn't be upset? And that is one of the major issues here is the total disregard for ancestral tribal lands.
Talking to Levi Rickard with Native News Online, looking at protests over an effort to construct a pipeline from North Dakota down to Iowa. Levi, this could be seen as a local issue for the tribe involved, but as we mentioned, people from scores of tribes around the country are participating. Why has this been something that's brought Native Americans from around the country together?
Well, it's something that I think that this is a new generation of American Indians that, you know, many of us have heard the stories from when the American Indian Movement took over Wounded Knee back in the 70s, and some grandparents may have been involved, aunts, uncles, moms, and dads. But this is a movement that allows for the young American Indians to say, hey, you know, enough is enough, and we're going to fight for what we think is precious to us. And water is precious in ancestral land. So I think that it was something that resonates with Native people, because in many locales across the country, and some of the reporting that I've been getting from people on the ground there have told me that people come and they say, you know, the same thing happened, but maybe a little smaller level version of it, but maybe a court has ruled negatively against a tribe, and you don't have to go back too far that uranium was mined on the Navajo Nation, where hundreds of people developed cancer as a result of some of the mining that took place. And so it really resonates that so often our lands are tampered with, and there again goes back to total disregard to who we are as Native people. So I think it was really easy to mobilize people. And in my lifetime, I think this was maybe one of the most single largest acts of solidarity and even unity among tribal nations across the country.
You've been critical of President Obama's response, or limited response, I guess, to the pipeline starting in North Dakota. What would you like to have seen from the president that you haven't seen?
Well, the president visited Standing Rock Reservation, right where it's happening, 2 years ago, and he went back to Washington, and he has been a really great president for Native people, and that's what he said. But yesterday, when he was questioned by a foreign correspondent in Laos, it was quite apparent that he was really clueless as to the significance of what was really happening in North Dakota. And he turned around and said, "I need to talk to my aides about this." He didn't have enough information. So to me, that was very disappointing for a president who will be meeting with all tribal leaders at the end of the month. His final tribal nation summit conference will take place in Washington, D.C., and the White House summit on September 26th and 27th, and the president is set to address the tribal nations at that time. Hopefully, there'll be some resolution. He'll know what's going on and get on top of the game. I think there is somewhat of a balancing act, though, he's playing, because he has worked very hard during his administration to domesticate the oil that's used. There's so much opposition to foreign oil. And so, you know, I think that he may have thought the problem was solved, but maybe he did not know at his level that this was, in fact, going through the ancestral lands for a tribe where he visited, and he felt very strongly that he would like to help. And so we are asking for his help.
From what you've heard from protesters against this pipeline, is the hope that they just move the pipeline to less sensitive spaces, further away from water, not going through sacred sites? Or is the hope to stop this pipeline altogether?
I think that, and I've talked to some of the tribal officials, they actually would like to see it stop altogether. And I think it presents somewhat of a challenge, quite frankly, for people, because we all drive cars and we all use oil. So I think it's somewhat of a dilemma that, but their stance, even that, because I've asked that hard question, they're saying, no, stop the pipeline altogether. So that's the answer I've been getting.
Levi, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure.
That was Levi Rickard. He's editor-in-chief of the daily web publication Native News Online and a member of the Potawatomi tribe. He talked to us about ongoing protests over the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota, a court ruling on an effort to stop that pipeline expected tomorrow.